Hello, dear listeners. Hello, and welcome to this new episode of the One in Nature podcast. So my name is Kat Novotná, and together with my dear co-host Pamela Wirth, we are exploring what it actually feels like to be one in nature. We are exploring what it means to be one in nature. And we have the pleasure to have some amazing guests on this podcast who are sharing about their vision and their heartfelt experience of what this means. So today, Pamela will be interviewing an amazing human being, a certified forest therapy guide, a yoga teacher, and wellness educator, Elaine Gibbons. The interview is very honest. It's a very honest and sometimes vulnerable sharing about Elaine's story and along the way, along the path, along the journey that she's sharing. She's also dropping some amazingly deep insights. It's a conversation about connection. It's a conversation about the simple present moment. It's a conversation about the felt sense of aliveness, about the experience of oneness, and where yoga and forest bathing or nature connection actually intersect, where they meet and what they share, what they have in common. Enjoy the interview.
Hello, Helene. Thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast.
It's my pleasure to join you. Thank you for inviting me, Pamela.
You're living in northern New York in the Adirondack Park. Very beautiful area. I've had the pleasure of spending a summer there.
Oh, how wonderful. Yes, it is. It is an incredible wilderness area within New York State.
Yeah, and then you're teaching yoga outdoors as well as having your own yoga practice outdoors near the forests and rivers, close to where you live?
I do practice yoga outdoors in the months when I can do it, because there are, of course, many months where the temperature does not really allow it. Mm-hmm. And then I also have an indoor yoga practice, personal practice, and teach classes on a weekly basis and work with people individually.
And you've been a yoga practitioner and teacher for a very long time. And what has brought you to immerse yourself in forest therapy and become a certified forest therapy guide? You know, you had a well-established yoga practice. What really inspired you to include this into your work?
That's a great question. And there's kind of a funny story behind that.
We'd love to hear it.
Yeah. I had been living about an hour outside of the Adirondack Park for 10 years and then moved within the park. And I enjoy outdoor activities. And so had been spending time out of doors and skiing, hiking, gardening. And after several years here, I really started to feel that nature was asking for a different kind of relationship. You know, yoga as a practice raises our awareness, our awareness of ourselves, our awareness of the world around us, our awareness of our surroundings. And so I really started to feel the certain sense of restlessness in myself in the ways that I spent time in nature, that it wasn't quite fulfilling or satisfying. And I just had this growing sense of the presence of these living beings in the forest around me, and just not quite knowing how to make this a more fulfilling relationship. Doing yoga out of doors helped because it was a way of slowing down. And from the moment that I experienced my first forest bathing walk, in a way, it was like coming home. And there, it was like opening up a different relationship with nature and with, you know, with nature, with forests and with rivers. Mm-hmm. And there was just this sense of rightness and this sense of joy and this greater sense of reciprocity. And I think an important part of it was slowing down. So I just think it's kind of ironic because it was a journey I did not expect to make. And it's become a practice that is just so important to me and that speaks to every aspect of my being.
That is really a beautiful story. And, you know, you were speaking earlier about sensing the sentience of the nature beings around you. I'm curious what that is like for you. Is it like a personalized sense of connection, or is it more, yeah, you know, relating to the entirety of the forest? How would you describe it?
I would describe it as both a collective and a very individual relationship. And so experiencing forest bathing, I felt this sense of community that had a special quality to it that I'm not sure that I have felt elsewhere. A sense of support that is there, that simply asks us to tune into it. And I would also say, letting myself be moved instead of walking in with an agenda, mm-hmm, that I have felt often this sense of invitation, this kind of calling, like a draw. You know how, yeah, we might be drawn to certain people if we come into a room full of people, mm-hmm, and we don't know why. We may not know who they are. They may not even have spoken yet, but we just kind of feel drawn to them. And so there certainly have been beings, whether they are trees or rocks or bend in the river, that where I've just felt a very personal kind of exchange and relationship. And to me, what was really interesting is that I started to read more and about things that related to nature. And you know how it is. Often it's like books will come into our awareness or come to us. Someone will say, oh, you might enjoy this. You know, they seem to come at the right time in a way. We seem to draw what we, you know, what we're ready to read about. And so I started to read beautiful books such as The Hidden Life of Trees, mm-hmm, or Braiding Sweetgrass, which are books written by biologists that share with us the findings of the last decade that indicate again and again that nature, that the plant world has sentience, mm-hmm, that it has its own intelligence. And so in a way, reading, you know, these books, just reading about these studies, just kind of supported my own experiences. And, you know, sometimes we need a little validation, a little support.
Of course,
and
yeah,
it just made it okay to, yeah, open the door even more and to be more willing even to explore. Mm-hmm. So, yes, reciprocity in so many ways. Yes.
And so when people come to your outdoor sensory experiences, what is the journey that you take them on?
So the journey can be described in so many ways. And instead of describing the process or the structure, mm-hmm, perhaps what I would just speak to a little is more the journey itself or the content. The process. And what I find is that guiding people, the first thing that happens is that we reconnect with our own bodies, our own senses, And with that greater awareness of our sensory imprint, of ourselves, then we also become more aware of what's around us.
Mm-hmm.
And we become more aware of all these different life forms around us in the forest. And so the journey of forest bathing allows us to develop a rich connection, and one that is flexible, individual, you know, not prescribed with A and B equals C and takes us to D and the objective is E. It really has a lot of room for people to individualize their experience. And so I would say in a nutshell, it's a reconnection to oneself, a rediscovering of how interconnected we are with nature at the same time, and reconnection with other humans for that sense of community with humans that in our busy lives can sometimes feel quite.
Yeah, I just had an experience like that this morning. You know, not too long ago, I just went to a little park in the town where I live, and that's where I go most mornings. And, you know, because I've done it so much for a number of years, it's almost instant. Soon as I walk in, my sensory body seems to be more alert and awake, and I hear the bird song, and I smell the smells, and I notice how much the grass has grown since the last couple of days that I've been there. And it's an instant connection. I then feel like I'm part of it, like I'm part of this whole party going on. The birds are so awake and alive, and so many different songs are coming through the air. And then I now have this sense of human connection with you, Helene, knowing that you're sharing these experiences with people all the way on the other side of this continent. So I can't help but feel that connection as we're having this conversation, and feeling also the presence of the more than human world in this conversation, you know, brought in by both of us as well as the listeners, who are also part of, you know, this interconnected web of nature.
And that's lovely. Yeah. I have to say that, you know, for me, the practice of forest bathing has just, it was like the next step, you know, in a journey, and I would describe in many ways, but certainly partly a spiritual journey. And I'd like to kind of tie back with our last topic and also with the philosophy, if you wish, or the underpinnings of yoga. And I hope that I know that in our listeners today, there may be people who are new to yoga, and there may be people who are very experienced. So I hope that I can explain this in a way that is simple and that's easy to connect with for everyone. In the philosophy of yoga, speak about the fact that, of awareness, and that there is an awareness, or if you wish, an intelligence that pervades everything and every life form that exists, that we all come from that same energy, that same awareness that has taken different, an infinite number of forms. And so what I found on my long yoga journey was that as I practiced and became more and more aware of myself, I also became less reactive. I found that my perspective tended to be much broader, and that my yoga practice was influencing not just my relationship with myself, which became more nurturing and more respectful, but that it also impacted my relationship with others. And I could see it ripple out into my intimate relationship and into my family relationships and my friendships and even over time, my professional relationships. Mm-hmm. I think that when I discovered forest bathing, what it did, it's as if yoga prepared me mm-hmm. to now experience on a broader level that same awareness that pervades everything. Some traditions call it Shiva. I'll use that word for a moment. That it allowed me to experience Shiva or that awareness as part of all life forms. And so it allowed me to recognize that every life form, human, animal, plant, and so many others, that we all are interconnected, that we're all interwoven, and that we really all are a part of each other. And so in that way, my practice of forest bathing has become very much a spiritual practice. And it has taken my spirituality to encompass, if you wish, in an experiential way, a tangible way, all life forms. I'd like to take it from just another angle momentarily, because many people who are yoga practitioners have also found through their teachers or their schools other roots philosophically, which tie back into Buddhism. Mm-hmm. And Buddhism speaks of the fact of speaks of non-duality and the fact that everything is one. And I would say again that for me, the practice of forest bathing has given me that very intimate experience with so much more than humans, but with all other life forms. And I'm not saying that I feel that every moment of every day, but as you were sharing, the more I practice, the more I get out, the faster my awareness gets tuned in, the quicker, the deeper I can feel those interrelations. So from that standpoint, I know that there was in the media recently the question of, is forest bathing the new yoga?
And that was going to be my next question.
I would say that there are many commonalities between yoga and forest bathing, and at the same time, they are very complementary practices. And as I've shared, I think that it's a practice that helps us break down our perceptions of separation, which is so important if we, in this time of climate change, and at this time where our planet needs us to heal our relationships with all of the more than human world.
Well, Helene, I just have to tell you that your words are landing very deeply in my heart, listening to you describe your experience with so much wisdom, so much lived wisdom. I've never quite heard it expressed in this way, and I really want to thank you. And I want to invite you to share a simple and easy practice that, you know, our listeners can do right now, wherever they are, whether they're driving or sitting at their desk or, you know, listening, whatever circumstance they're in, to experience this interconnectedness with life.
I would be delighted. Brief practice.
I would just
caution that it may not be best to do this practice while driving.
Okay. Pull over.
For anything else? Yes. For any other situation, I think it works beautifully, not while driving. So I would invite us all to close our eyes for a moment and with our eyes closed, to notice the movement of our breath in our body. To notice the sense of expansion and softening that comes with each breath in and each breath out. Noticing all the areas that move with our breath. And then, or in now, I invite us all to open our eyes and to look around us as if we were seeing for the very first time. And if you're indoors, perhaps to make your way to a window and to perhaps look for a tree or a plant, or perhaps there are many, and to see it as if you were seeing a tree or plant for the very first time. And as you do, to be aware that with every one of your breaths in, we are taking in oxygen that the plants and the trees give to us. And with each breath out, that we are giving back carbon dioxide, which the plants and the trees use to transform them into sugars and foods. An elemental reciprocity. And now, I like to imagine that every one of those molecules is colored. And if you can imagine that for a moment, you'll begin to see all those colored threads, all those threads of molecules that link us to one another. And every moment of every day.
Thank you, Helene. Thank you so much. That was
wonderful.
So, if people would like to connect with you in New York State in the Adirondacks.
Mm-hmm. So, our website is AdirondackRiverWalking.com. And also, if someone is Googling, they can simply Google forest bathing in the Adirondacks, and they will find us.
Wonderful. Well, Helene,
thank you so much.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed this conversation tremendously. And until we meet again.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share and for the opportunity just to spend this time with you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Happy trails.
We hope you have enjoyed the conversation as much as we have. And to me, I'm taking away a couple of real gems that are definitely worth writing down and reflecting on later. Maybe sitting out in nature and just letting them sink deeper and inspire me on a deeper level. Please feel free to do the same if you like. And to make it easier, you could use the One in Nature journaling prompts that we are making for you for each episode of this podcast. To receive these journaling prompts, a little booklet, a beautiful booklet, but also our special audio and video invitations that we are offering to our patrons, you can find us on Patreon and decide to support our work in a way that feels good to you. So that is patreon.com/oneinnature. Please feel free to send us a message if you would like to share anything with us. And take care, stay connected, and remember we are all one in nature. Thank you for listening, and we are looking forward to our next conversation.